Yeah, okay. Yeah. And that, yeah, or maybe if I don't have anything ready, I can trade it to somebody else. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, what about, what would you call a person who has a lot of money, but he likes to hang on to it?
We'd call him, we'd call him a stingy man. Of course, he might be conservative, but then we'd call him stingy.
You ever heard any other expressions for that? He's just an old
spin plant.
How about,
old miser?
Tightwad.
There are a lot of expressions for people.
If you use the word common about a person, what would you mean?
We'd say he's a common person, just ordinary. An ordinary man, or you wouldn't say that, it wouldn't be any reflection in being a common man on his ability, but then, of course, now if he's lazy, that'd be a little different.
Have you ever heard people use that word in an insulting way? He's just common as gully dirt?
Yeah, I've heard
something like that. Well, what about, say, an old person, maybe about 95, but they still do their own work and cook and all that? You might say, well, I don't care how old he is, he's still mighty
active, spry old man.
Right.
Old lady. But we probably refer to him as he's still active and being taken care of himself.
Let's say this expression of, if the children are out later than usual, your wife might say, well, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help
it.
I
can't keep worrying about it.
Uh-huh.
If you've ever raised a child, you've gone through that.
Or maybe you wouldn't be easy about it, you'd feel.
You'd be uneasy about it.
What about, say, a child that doesn't want to go upstairs in the dark? You say he's
afraid to. Afraid to be in the dark.
You ever heard children call other children anything in particular if they scare easily?
Oh, they say you're a fraidy cat?
Fraidy cat.
Or you're a chicken? Of course, that's a later expression.
Well, what about somebody who might leave some money out in open view and leave his door unlocked?
We'd say he's tempting somebody to.
Or you'd say he's mighty with his
careless
money. What about if you had an aunt named Lizzie, and you might say about Aunt Lizzie, well, there's really nothing wrong with her, but every time
she's peculiar. I can't agree with her. Probably Aunt Lizzie's gotten after me.
Would you ever possibly say, well, Aunt Lizzie acts kind of queer?
Queer. Strange.
Well, what about somebody who makes up his mind about something, whether he's right or wrong, and just won't change his mind?
He's just determined to have his way. He's a selfish person. He's determined. Stubborn.
Yeah. You ever heard maybe mule-headed or something like that?
Yeah, I've heard that expression.
Well, what about a man that you just can't joke with him without him losing his temper? You say he's mighty.
We say high-strung, high-tempered.
Or if somebody's like that, you might say, well,
he's mule-headed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we mentioned that before.
Or you might say about a person like that, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get...
Didn't know he'd fly off the handle.
Right. Or what about if that fellow's about to lose his temper and you don't want him to, you might tell him, well, now
cool down and keep your shirt on. And that would be a man talk, in other words, talk between friends.
Well, what about
I didn't intend to offend you. Keep your shirt on. I told a woman that one time. She got mad.
Is that right? What about if you've been working